PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow, a reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading.
Hi there. This is some bird cage. And in this cage live rare exotic birds from all over the world. Like this guy here. This is Sweetie, a yellow-naped Amazon. The white birds you see are cockatoos. They're from Indonesia. And the big blue guy in the background, that's a macaw from South America. This is Sports Arena Tropicals, a pet shop that specializes in rare, out-of-the-ordinary pets. Like these feathered friends. Did you know that some people like spiders and snakes for pets? Well, this is one of the places where they can come and buy them. So let's go talk to Willie, who works here at the pet store, and meet some of his very intriguing friends. Hiya, Willie. This isn't what I think it is it?
This is a tarantula.
That's what I thought. Where does it come from?
This particular one comes from northern South America.
Now, there's something that I've always wanted to know about tarantulas. Are they or are they not poisonous?
Well, they're venomous in that they sting, but it's just like a bee if they bite you.
So it's not lethal, it can't kill you?
Unless you're allergic to it, it can't.
Now, what do tarantulas eat?
They eat mostly small insects like crickets and cockroaches, whatever they find along the ground.
Do they eat a lot?
This one here will probably eat 3 crickets in a week.
Really?
Yeah.
And how big do they get?
Well, it depends on the kind. This particular kind here only gets about 4 inches across, but some of them will get as large as your hand.
Really?
Yeah.
So this is kind of a baby. This is a baby?
It's a smaller kind.
A smaller one. What is all of this hair here? Does it serve some specific purpose?
Well, they use it as a defense. They pick it off their rear ends when they feel threatened. Uh-huh. And the hair gets into your skin and causes it to itch.
Ah.
It's just a way of discouraging other animals from eating them.
So he uses it for protection?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. Just one last question. Why would anybody want to have a tarantula for a pet?
Well, they're different, they're quiet, don't eat much, and they're just weird.
I guess.
Now, speaking of weird things, got another friend over here you might want to see.
Let's take a look.
Let me get this guy back. Another one I'd like you to meet. This is Fang. Fang is a boa constrictor from Mexico. She's about 6.5 feet long. But she get about another 3 or 4 feet long.
Yeah.
Before she gets much older here.
Fang, hello, Fang. Can I pet her?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hi, Fang. What do boa constrictors eat, Willie?
Well, they eat mostly small rodents and small animals, birds, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But in captivity, we usually feed them hamsters and mice.
How old do snakes get?
Well, some snakes have been known up to 25 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Snakes like Fang, they live that long?
Those and the larger species, yeah.
Really? He feels real soft and smooth. You know, most people think that snakes are like slimy, but Fang is very dry.
No, he's dry. He just shed his skin a very short time ago, so he's very brightly colored.
He's
right
beautiful,
now.
Yeah.
This particular snake is colored this way so that in the wild he can't be seen.
Uh-huh.
He's camouflaged. Helps them to blend in with their natural surroundings.
I see.
And helps them to hide from the animals that they eat.
Right.
You can see on his face there he's got some markings that make his head look rather like a tail.
Mm-hmm.
And then his tail is very dark, and that keeps other animals from seeing it, so it blends in. So his prey wouldn't know which end was which.
I see. You know, this snake may look scary, but actually, she's pretty friendly. And she'd make a very good pet if you kept her at home where she belonged. I mean, what would happen if you were to take your friendly pet boa constrictor to school? And what if it just happened to be on the day of the class trip to a place with a lot of other animals? Well, I'll tell you, the worst thing that could happen, it could get loose and, well, this book, The Day Jimmy's Boa Ate the Wash, could tell you a lot better than I could.
Food of the American Indian, a popular favorite on the cob.
The Day Jimmy's Boa Ate the Wash by Trinka Hakes Noble. Pictures by Stephen Kellogg.
Hi, how was your class trip to the farm?
Oh, boring, kind of dull, until the cow started crying.
A cow? Crying?
Yeah, you see, a haystack fell on her.
But a haystack doesn't just fall over.
It does if a farmer crashes into it with his tractor.
Oh, come on. A farmer wouldn't do that.
He would if he were too busy yelling at the pigs to get off our school bus.
What were the pigs doing on the bus?
Eating our lunches.
Why were they eating your lunches?
Because we threw their corn at each other, and they didn't have anything else to eat.
Yeah, that makes sense. But why were you throwing corn?
Because we ran out of eggs.
Out of eggs? Why were you throwing eggs?
Because of the boa constrictor.
The boa constrictor?
Yeah, Jimmy's pet boa constrictor.
What was Jimmy's pet boa constrictor doing on the farm?
Oh, he brought it to meet all the farm animals. But the chickens didn't like it.
You mean he took it into the hen house?
Yeah, and the chickens started squawking and flying around.
Go on. Go on. What happened?
Well, one hen got excited and laid an egg, and it landed on Jenny's head.
The hen?
No, the egg. And it broke Yaki all over her hair.
What did she do?
She got mad because she thought Tommy threw it. So she threw one at him.
What did Tommy do?
Oh, he ducked and the egg hit Marianne's face. So she threw one at Jenny. But she missed and hit Jimmy, who dropped his boa constrictor.
Oh, and I know. The next thing you knew, everyone was throwing eggs, right?
Right.
And when you ran out of eggs, you threw the pig's corn, right?
Right again.
Well, what finally stopped it?
Well, we heard the farmer's wife screaming.
Why was she screaming?
We never found out. Because Mrs. Stanley made us get on the bus, and we sort of left in a hurry without the boa constrictor.
I bet Jimmy was sad because he left his pet boa constrictor.
Oh, not really. We left in such a hurry that one of the pigs didn't get off the bus. So now he's got a pet pig.
Boy, that sure sounds like an exciting trip.
Yeah, I suppose. If you're the kind of kid who likes class trips to the farm.
What's the matter? Never seen a snakeskin muffler before? This one just happens to have the snake still in it. If you could have any strange pet in the world, what would you choose?
A mouse.
An iguana.
A dinosaur, because I like to ride on it and play with it.
A cheetah, so I could train it to hunt.
I would like a duckbill platypus.
A mermaid.
A snake, because I like slimy things that are skinny.
A walrus, because it's big and belongs in the water.
An elephant with rabbit ears.
A lizard, because it's very, very slimy.
A frog, because he can hop all over around the place.
I'd like to have a sea lion so I can go swimming with it.
Pigs are really neat. Yeah, some kids like think about pigs being dirty and everything, but we really love them. I think every kid should have something like this, you know, that you can pet and everything.
They're just as smart as dogs, and probably, I think they're a little bit funnier. Sometimes you look at them and you can almost tell that they're smiling. Like they've got cute faces. All pigs have their own personality. That's what I think is the most fun thing about them. Some will fight, and some will be lazy, and some will be hyper, and it's just fun to raise them and see what type of pig you get.
I'm putting some water on peaches because they don't have sweat glands and they get really hot. That's most of the reason why they root up all the mud. Like right now, they're rooting up the dirt and everything, and they'll lay in a certain spot sometimes because they'll spill their water there and it'll be shaded, and they like to lay in cool spots.
They do make mud puddles, yeah. And they do lay in them, but that's just to keep cool. They like to keep their bellies cool. And some of the white pigs, when they get like bug bites a lot. So they sometimes go in the mud and like get covered from the mud to protect from the insects and stuff.
You can't sneak up on a pig. They can hear real well, and their ears are really soft. They have little hairs inside.
Most pigs love to have their ears scratched. In fact, probably all of them do. They relax more, they snuggle down, you scratch them. Pigs have bristly hair, sort of. When they're babies, it's softer, but as they get bigger, it gets more bristly and it's hard, like straw, like a scrub brush, kind of.
Some pigs will have curly hair, some have straight hair.
Well, if you have a pig with curly hair, it usually means that it's not very healthy, but there's a couple of breeds that do have curly hair.
Their noses are really funny. They feel like an elephant's trunk. They're rubbery. Right here is the part where they use to root and everything. They feel like rubber almost, like hard earlobe.
Most people don't think they can get too close to pigs, but I love them. I just don't see anything wrong with them. They're just as fun as dogs, and especially when they're little, like little puppies, and I love them.
You usually would have them for a long time and you get really attached to them. Like some people keep them in their house and everything. You could get really attached to pigs. They're so cute. I love them.
This here is my sister Laura Hilliker. We live on our grandparents' farm.
Hi, this is Herbie. He's one of our steers. We have lots of other animals here on the farm.
On the farm, there's open space and blue sky up above. Well, there's cows and geese and ducks and pigs and lots and lots and lots of eggs. Those roly-poly things that only hens can lay. Eggs, they're everywhere you go, all the same in every way. Outside they're like a white football, inside they're not like that at all. There's something special about those things called eggs. They're in your souffles and mayonnaise.
Well, don't you think it's time they got some praise? Three cheers for eggs. They're really fun to eat, so you won't be surprised to hear. Eggs, 50 billion eggs get eaten every year. Some are scrambled, some are fried, some wind up on their sunny side. You never met anyone who hasn't tried an egg. They don't mind if you mistreat them. You can crack and whip and beat them. But most of all, folks like to eat them. Some of those eggs will hatch into chicks and grow up into hens. Those hens will start laying more eggs again. Eggs for your souffles and mayonnaise. Well, don't you think it's time they got some praise? Let's hear it for eggs. Hooray for eggs. Three cheers for eggs!
Hey, Fang, I see that twinkle in your beady little eyes. You just love to get out there and run around with those farm animals, wouldn't you? But we saw what happened the day Jimmy's boa ate the wash. So you're just gonna have to stay here while I go out to the livestock show. Come on, Fang, I hate to say goodbye too, but, you know.
Looks like she doesn't want to leave you, Lavar.
Well, I hope she doesn't have a crush on me. That could be dangerous. Listen, thanks, Willie, an awful lot.
Sure, no problem.
Take care of Fang for me.
Bye-bye.
Hi. Imagine having a snake fall in love with you. This is it, the Great Western Junior Livestock and Dairy Show in Pomona, California. Contestants spend all year feeding and caring for their animals. All day long, they've been brushing, combing, and grooming, and now is the big moment for over 2,000 farm animals. And it's not just the animals that compete here, it's the people too. They challenge each other in all kinds of events. Right now, these contestants are pruning, snipping, and shearing their sheep in a process called fitting. They want the sheep to look their best for the judges.
This is Buck, he's a Shropshire. He's a yearling, meaning he's 1 year old. I bought him when he was a lamb. I've never shown him, this is gonna be the first time I've shown him, so I'm gonna see how I do with him. When I got him as a lamb, he was pretty big, so I'm really kind of excited to show him for the first time and all. It's sort of like, well, when you have something new, you like to show it off. I know when I buy an outfit, I like to wear it the next day. So when the first fair comes around, it's like I get to show them off. And it's kind of exciting. When you take your sheep to a fair, you wash it, you pack it, you cart it up, trim it, you make it look as best as you possibly can, and then go and you show off your talent, show off your good work, your hard labor, and you really feel good, and no matter where you place, you know you tried. This is a card, and what it is there's these little needles that are curved to a slant. What it does is you take it and it pulls up the wool. So, and after you don't go all over the sheep, you just pick an area and you work from there. After you get the wool up, you take your shears and you shear it down and try to get it as flat and as even as possible. We started with Buck today about 7:45, and what we did, he had a big fluff. It was all trimmed and then it was big and fluffy up here. So
So what we had to do was blend it in right about here. So it's taken quite a long time. It is work. But when you go out there and you win a ribbon, even if it's the last place, you think, I tried and this is what I get for it.
The contestants have to bring their animals into the show ring for close inspection by the judges. Getting a blue ribbon is the big payoff for a year's worth of hard work.
Well, when I take Buck out in the ring or any of my sheep, I'm very nervous. All these eyes are watching me, I'm being judged. Usually my parents are out there. I'm very nervous. But after a while, about 5 minutes or so, you start to ignore all the eyes and just watch what the judge wants you to do.
Bone, a pair of pretty long body bucks on the bottom that just aren't quite massive enough, not enough power up through their front end or enough bone all the way through.
After I do all my work and I'm out in the ring and it's over with, I can tell and I know that I tried my best and it was worth it.
Another exciting event is the Dairy Goat Milking Contest. The competitor who ends up with the most milk in his or her bucket is declared the winner. And it can get pretty hectic. The winner gets a blue ribbon as top goat milker of the year. And the runners-up, well, they can try again next year. If you like The Day Jimmy's Boa Ate the Wash, you can try again on some other good books. Here are some you won't want to miss. But you don't have to take my word for it, or Egbert's either.
Could be worse. Have you ever heard anybody say that? Well, there's somebody in this book who says it all the time, and that's Grandpa. The two grandchildren, Marianne and Louie, are getting fed up with him saying that all the time. So, Grandpa tells a real tall tale. A tall tale is a weird, exaggerated story. Some of the things that happen to Grandpa are, he gets caught in a giant lobster, sinks a mile to the bottom in the ocean, and gets rolled up in a giant snowball. I think if you've ever told a weird, wacky story like this, you'd like this book. It really shows how your imagination can run away with you. I ought to know. My name's Tina Ingrassi, and I've told a few myself.
Hi, snakes are pretty nice creatures if you don't molest them. Some people even have them for pets, but I don't think my mom would let me have one, unless it was a neat snake like Crichter. Crichter is a boa constrictor. He belongs to a nice teacher named Madame Bordeaux. Crichter turned out to be terrific because one night a burglar broke into Madame Bordeaux's apartment and Crichter saved her. He wrapped himself right around the burglar. If you don't like snakes, this book might change your mind, especially if you run into a neat boa constrictor like Crichter. This is Eric Fung reporting for Reading Rainbow.
Attention, please. This is Anne Michelle Harrington with a special book bulletin. But first, I would like to ask you if you've ever really had a horrible day. I mean terrible. If you have, then you'll think this book is really far out. It's about a boy named Alexander who wakes up in the morning with gum in his hair. Yuck! And that's just the beginning. He drops his clothes in the sink. He gets smushed in the car on the way to school. he doesn't get any dessert in his lunch. He has a cavity when he gets to the dentist, and lots of other terrible things happen to him. If you want to find out what else happens, then go to the library and look for Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day. It'll really make you laugh.
It's been a great day here at the Great Western Junior Livestock and Dairy Show. You know, animals are important to all of us, whether they're the barnyard variety, the exotic type, or just plain good company. Even when they slip away for a few minutes on their own.
Well, before you slip away, I just want to say, we'll see you next time.
It's in a-